Hello, Kathy speaking. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for agreeing to do this with us.
You're welcome. Can you hear me okay? I'm on my cell phone.
You sound fantastic.
It is okay. Perfect.
I lost your other number. That's why we didn't call the direct line.
Oh,
We are honored to interview you for our Women in Ag feature brought to you by AFSC. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I am a teacher. I currently teach in Dr. Elliott School in Linden, in the tri-campus of Acme Carbon and Linden School. And I teach agriculture education, among many other things. I serve as a volunteer director on the 4-H Alberta board. My term is coming to a close here right away at our AGM on June 11th, but I was recruited to the interim board back in 2020. We actually had our first meeting on March 10th of 2020, so my entire tenure on the board was during COVID, and it was quite the ride as we worked to move three organizations into one entity. So it was a lot of work in its own right, and then you throw a pandemic into the mix as well, and it was definitely a lot more interesting than we all had anticipated, but that was what I was doing as a volunteer in Alberta over the last couple of years.
As a 4-H mom, it was at times a little confusing to follow, I have to be honest with you.
Oh, trust me, I know, I'm a 4-H mom also, so let's just say we're very glad to be through the pandemic and onto brighter things in our future.
So that's one way you give back to the next generation, is your involvement with 4-H.
For sure. I'm a leader in the Need Help 4-H Multi-Club, and I am one of the general leaders of that club, and then I also lead a Venture Out project group, and then I help with the Need Help 4-H District, sit with the 4-H Alberta board currently, but then my term ends coming up here on June 11th, so I'll get to step back into the community and get engaged in a lot of really cool things that we have going on here at that time. So, yeah, 4-H is just an amazing organization. I've been involved in it since I was 9 years old, so it's been a while, to say the least. and I just really feel passionately about what 4-H offers to youth. It's one of the best youth development programs going, and I think it's something that we need to offer continuously, because there's definitely a need for the skills that 4-H helps youth develop. And I think through the pandemic, we've discovered that those are the types of skills that help keep community going. It's a youth development program. And I think as adults, we look back and we really appreciate the skills that we develop through the program. And we can recognize that our ability to communicate and network with other people and work for our community, that service mindset that's so valuable, especially in our rural communities. I think we can attribute those qualities to our time as 4-H members. But the 4-H program in and of itself, when you're a kid going through, there's a lot of pieces to it that are a lot of work. Your record book is a lot of work, depending on the project that you have. That can be a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of fun too, but, you know, a lot of kids, when they first get into public speaking, they're not that thrilled about it. Like, those are big challenges to overcome. And one of the things I always think about is 4-H it's the best program going for youth development. There's a lot of fun to be had in 4-H. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a lot of fun as well, but there's a lot of fun that comes through that hard work too. And that can be tough for kids to stick with, I think, through the years.
So now as a 4-H mom, you have to get on your own kids about the record books and keep everybody on task.
Absolutely.
It never ends.
We talk about the value of those things over time. And as the kids are getting older, I think they can recognize the value that's inherent in it. And they're seeing how it is translating into successes in their other parts of their world. And I think, like, the part that we really struggled through the pandemic was the pieces that traditionally you would hold as a carrot, like summer camps and get-togethers with other 4-H members and districts, and those regional events like 4-H on Parade. They didn't happen because we had to socially distance. And so I think that was a real challenge for kids to stay connected and feel involved in the program. But I think we're turning that corner, and 4-H Alberta's got a whole summer of activities planned. They've got new programs coming out like you have never seen before, and I think it'll be exciting to be able to have that nice balance again of having all this fun activities along with the stuff that we always think is a lot of work.
Well, you have everybody excited now for 4-H. Registration for the next season doesn't begin until September, October, just so people know.
Yeah. So the new club year opens up October 1st, and you can go on to the 4-H Alberta website and find out about what is happening in the 4-H community. If you don't know much about 4-H, definitely just start doing some research now and look for clubs near you, because it is a program like no other.